Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the People's Budget Address. Stay tuned. On Wednesday, January 24th, the Put People First campaign read the People's Budget Address at the Vermont State House, prior to the Vermont Governor's State Budget Address. The People's Budget Address calls for a state budget that first determines the needs of the people of Vermont, and then proposes raising money equitably to meet those needs. In addition, the address talked about the importance of equity in healthcare financing, based on the idea that people must be able to get what they need and give what they can.
I'd like to welcome you all to the Put People First Address, presented by Put People First, the Healthcare is a Human Right, and the People's Budget Campaign. Today, we are here to listen to the Governor Shumlin's budget address. In his presentation on the financing of Vermont's healthcare system, and we are here to present our vision, a vision that puts people first. My name is Cindy Perrin, I'm from Barton, and I join the Put People First because of my own healthcare struggles. I started the Put People First campaign when I had a blood clot in my head. And even though I had insurance, the healthcare system failed me and left me bankrupt. And since I've been involved and been organizing, I've realized that healthcare and all of our fundamental needs are interconnected.
In calling for a public policy that puts people first, we, the people of Vermont, are rejecting the myth of scarcity. We understand that revenue can be made available to fund public programs if it is the result of the correct public policy decisions. We understand that the call for austerity, belt tightening, if you will, is little more than an effort by the wealthiest to accumulate even more at the expense of those who are the poorest. And we understand that our government can serve us better by focusing on the power of the people instead of the power of money, our government will serve us better. Yet we have come to expect the opposite in these annual budget addresses. Once again this year, we expect to hear about how limited revenue is and that the most disadvantaged people in our state will have to just tighten those belts, that public services will be further gutted, and that all the growing needs of the people will be met with reduced funding for public programs. We expect to see attempts to pit one group of us against the other, with proposals that shift resources from one need to another, and with proposals that shift the need from focusing on balancing the budget on the backs of poor people to balancing the budget on the backs of even poorer people. And despite looking for the most vulnerable of us to give up more than ever, we expect this budget address to be silent about the inequality of wealth that exists in our state and the shocking levels of poverty that exist. Instead, we expect to hear about budget gaps and speculation about job creators. We expect from the state a budget proposal that will increase wealth inequality, thereby increasing inequity instead of decreasing inequity and wealth inequality in our state. But it doesn't have to be that way. Our solution is a very simple equation. Give what we can and get what we need. Give what we can, get what we need.
The principles of a people's budget are simple, but their satisfaction will require a change in the habits of government. Rather than adjusting the budget to match a revenue estimate, our budget must start with an assessment of people's fundamental needs and then seek to fund the services required to meet those needs. We must also ensure accountability by connecting our budgeting decisions to, number one, specific principles, number two, goals derived from those principles, and meaningful indicators of progress toward achieving our goals, which would be number three. Finally, our communities must be able to participate fully in setting budget goals and priorities. By means of a people's budget, we will ensure that over time, every person in Vermont will be able to satisfy their fundamental human needs. And no one, I mean no one, in our prosperous state will be forced to suffer the injustice of poverty.
Act 48 requires that the governor propose a financing plan for Green Mountain Care this month. Like all elected representatives, our governor always emphasizes minimizing the total cost of the operation of government. As one expects, his focus in healthcare is on controlling costs. While we all know that the elimination of insurance profiteers and other waste will surely save us money, we believe that this focus on costs creates the risk of distraction. We must avoid confusing means with ends. We must remember, as we propose, analyze, evaluate, and debate the financing of Green Mountain Care, that it is the principal goal of our healthcare system not to save money, but it is to protect and care for the health of the people of Vermont. Act 48 requires a healthcare system that is financed publicly and equitably, with sufficient funding to ensure universal access to comprehensive and appropriate care. As the Healthcare is a Human Right campaign has demonstrated in its detailed healthcare system financing proposal, the most equitable way to finance a healthcare system is through progressive taxation. This ensures that financial contributions are based on the ability to pay rather than on the use of needed care or on the purchase of a particular part of an insurance product. In our healthcare system, as in our people's budget, we should get what we need and give what we can. Though our transition from a healthcare system financed largely through public, private insurance to a healthcare system that is public, that is a public good, is still several years away, now is the time to begin to set the parameters for implementing equitable financing through progressive taxation, and to plan for the elimination of insurance premiums, deductibles, co-pays, and co-insurance.
Woo!
Yes! Yeah.
We must also continue to progress towards a healthcare system that is rooted in and satisfies the human rights principles of universality, equity, accountability, transparency, and participation. With the passage of Act 48 in 2010, the legislature established a roadmap towards Vermont's universal healthcare system, Green Mountain Care. In the same way that a people's budget requires that we challenge old habits, assumptions, and conventions, making Green Mountain Care the public good that Vermont law says it must be, will require several paradigm shifts. Specifically, we must recognize that such things as benefit packages, and user fees, the latter couched in this insidious, nice-sounding term of cost-sharing, are the result of the old system. The system that we are working to put behind us. The system in which insurance companies maximize their profits by restricting care and leaving people to suffer and die. Just as health insurance is not health care, the trappings of health insurance system are not necessary components of the universal health care system. To care for the health of every person in Vermont, we must ensure that every one of us receives the medically necessary care when we need it. We do not need a package of benefits that covers a list of conditions or body parts. We need comprehensive health care that meets all of our health needs. Nor can we accept financial obstacles to receiving the care that we need when we need it. In our healthcare system, as in our people's budget, we should give what we can and get what we need.
By means of People's Budget Campaign and the Healthcare is a Human Right Campaign, among other initiatives, the Put People First movement has challenged our elected representatives to reframe public policy in terms of the human rights that arise from fundamental human needs. We have begun to change public policy and public process by building the political power necessary to make change possible. In the coming year, our focus of equity in our state budget and our healthcare system will challenge our elected representatives to reconsider old assumptions, conventions, and habits. And we will be here to help them engage in that challenge.
Yes, we will.
In the call to put people first, the people of Vermont are seeking true democracy. With boldness and courage, we will move closer to this goal this year. Now let's get back to work making government that puts people first.
Put people first! 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 Put people
Put People First Radio is a project of the Vermont Workers Center and the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media/radio.